So we were reading the book of Job.
那在约伯记的开始，我们有讨论到约伯持守信仰的纯正。
We have seen how Job steadfastly kept his faith.
有时候我们在平安的时候，我们自己也不了解我为什么在拜神。
Sometimes during the times of peace, we question ourselves, why do we continue to worship God?
因为对世界上人来讲，特别是拜偶像，最重要的原因是发财跟保平安。
For most people who worship idols in this world, their purpose for worshiping is to obtain peace and prosperity.
那有一些人他知道偶像不是神。
Some of them know that idols are not God.
所以最后找到了真神。
But then later they find a true God.
但是他拜这位真神，到最后的目标也是保平安，然后生活的困难可以得解决。
But they worship the true God with the same attitude that they used to worship with the idols, which is to keep themselves safe from troubles and to have blessings and prosperity.
那这样的信仰到底会有什么问题？
And what type of consequences would this kind of faith bring them in the end?
我们如果在约伯记第一章、第二章就可以看到问题。
We see the problems that occur as a result of such type of faith in Job chapter 1 and 2.
当约伯生活很富裕，一切都很顺利的时候，他很热心拜神。
When everything was going well with Job and his family, when he was so prosperous and wealthy, and he was still sincerely worshiping God.
但是当神把篱笆拆毁了，魔鬼来攻击他。
But as soon as God removed a wall of hedge around him and allowed attacks that be taken from against him.
他的太太就说：“啊，你拜到神，拜到这样，弃掉神，死了算了。”
Then we see how his wife reacted and said, "If you believe God, even after all these things, then you should just forsake God and die."
所以很显然，他的太太在拜神是想说，我可以从神得到什么？
And so we can see that the faith of the wife's is very shallow because she's only expecting something in return from worshiping God.
那现在很短暂的，神给我的神都拿走了，那我还为什么还在拜他呢？
And so if the things that God has given us during this temporary life God has removed, then what is the purpose for us to hold fast to our integrity?
但是在最困难的时刻里面，
But during this most difficult moment,
约伯说神的名是应当称颂的。
Job said that the name of God shall be praised.
神的名是伟大的。
For the name of God is great.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他坐在至高之处。
For he abides in the highest place.
没有比他更高的。
There is no one greater and higher than him.
他在至高之处掌管一切。
He dwells in the highest place and he controls everything.
他的作为是伟大的。
And his works are mighty.
神的本性是良善的，
and his essential nature is kindness and goodness.
所以神的名本身就是值得我们去崇拜。
That is why the name of God itself is worthy of our praise.
所以约伯的信仰非常纯正。
And that is how we can see that Job's faith indeed is very pure and righteous.
他拜神没有功利的观念在里面。
He has no concept of beneficial interest in worshiping God.
那约伯受苦以后，And
after Job suffered,
他的朋友就来要安慰他。Job's
three friends came to empathize with him.
所以从第二章开始，他的朋友就一直劝约伯。To
comfort him, and from chapter 2 onwards, we see how his three friends came to comfort him.
要他怎么做才能够离开这个患难。To
exhort him, to encourage him, how he needs to change so that he can once again be blessed.
一直变到37章。
And they continued to debate with him until chapter 37.
他们没有办法说服约伯。
But they were unable to persuade Job.
因为他们有一个观念，约伯受苦就是因为他犯罪。
Because they had this concept that the reason why Job suffered was because Job sinned.
那今天他这么大的苦难，一定他的罪很深。
And for him to suffer such great calamity in his life, it must be because Job committed great transgressions against God.
但是约伯一直没有办法信服这样的一个理论。But
Job is unable to submit to such theory.
那其实在第一章、第二章里面，在灵界里面，神跟魔鬼的对话。
Actually, we see what is happening in a spiritual realm that is invisible to human eyes in chapter 1 and 2.
神对约伯，他觉得 让他能够非常得到荣耀。
And so God was very pleased with Job and took glory in the presence of Job.
因为约伯敬畏神，远离恶事。
Because Job was righteous and he departed from evil.
所以人第一次患难来到，但约伯并没有离开神。
And so when the first calamity struck, Job stood firm.
所以神就对魔鬼说：“你看，约伯就是这样的一个人，这个就是神的荣耀。”
And that is why God was able to find glory in Job, because even though he faced such great tragedy, he stood still, steadfast, and was able to praise God's name.
所以魔鬼要证明约伯拜神是因为功利。
And Satan wanted to prove that Job worshipped God out of beneficial interest.
那神允许他受苦来证明约伯拜神不是这样，他是纯粹神是可拜的。
And God permitted this tribulation to come upon Job to show that Job did not worship God out of beneficial motivations.
所以在灵界里面这个对话，约伯也不知道，他朋友也不知道。
And so this dialogue between God and Satan was something that Job and his friends was unaware of.
所以忽然苦难就来到。
And so when tribulations came,
然后他们又一直变到差不多变到三十八章。
And they continued to debate over this matter until chapter 37-38.
那这个有时候就是对我们现实生活也是很有意思的。
And so this is a very good reflection upon our real life.
我们自己受苦。
Today, when we suffer,
有时候自己就一直想，到底我做错了什么事？
Sometimes we suffer and we wonder, have we done something wrong against God?
那这样回想当然也是好的。
And it is good for us to reflect upon this.
但是有时候我们想来想去，还是想不出来什么原因呢？
But sometimes when we ponder back and forth, we cannot find where we have done wrong.
那有的人当然出于爱心，他会来安慰我们。
And sometimes people will come to comfort us.
但是在安慰当中，有时候也会提醒我们要悔改。
Out of love, but in their encouragement, they will also remind us to repent.
那这个都是出于爱心呢。
And when they remind us to repent, this is out of their heart of love.
但是这样做到底会有什么结果呢？
But doing in this way, what kind of consequences will we face?
我们来看约伯记。
Let's look at Job.
约伯记的第六章。
Job chapter 6.
十四节。
Verse 14.
约伯记第六章十四节。
Job chapter 6 verse 14. To him who is afflicted, kindness should be shown by his friend, even though he forsakes the fear of the Almighty.
这个是约伯讲的话。
And this is what Job said.
说要灰心离弃全能者不敬畏神的人，当然这个就指着在患难中的人。
And this is, of course, referring to those who are suffering or going through tribulation.
那其实整个约伯也是在讲他自己。
And so Job is talking about himself, of course.
因为这么大的苦难，他也不晓得为什么。那朋友一直说是因为他犯罪。
And because he was facing such great calamity, and his friends kept insisting he was in the wrong, but he was still very bewildered.
所以人的信心开始会灰心，不是说不相信有神，就是说真的很难再走下去了，要离弃全能者。
And so at this point, Job's faith was really under test and trial. It wasn't because he was becoming discouraged. It wasn't because he was losing faith in God.
那这样的人呢，他的朋友要以慈爱来待他。
And at this point in time, his friends should show him kindness.
就是需要给他怜悯，给他一些鼓励跟支持。
They should encourage him. They should show mercy toward him.
但是有约伯这个三个朋友的做法似乎跟这个不太一样。
But Job's three friends did not treat him in such way.
二十四节。
In verse 24. Teach me, and I will hold my tongue. Cause me to understand wherein I have erred.
这里说你教导我，我便不作声使我明白我在何事上有错。理论上约伯因为朋友说因为有罪，所以会受苦。那现在约伯说，那你就指出到底我在哪里有错。
In theory, the friends are insisting that Job must have sinned. That is why he's suffering such great calamity. And so Job says, teach me to let me understand where I have done wrong.
25节。
Verse 25, how forceful are right words, but what does your arguing prove?
正直人的言语何等大，所以这个正直就是说如果你讲得很对，当然这个话是很有力量的。
Of course, if you're speaking the right words, they are very forceful words indeed.
但是你现在责备是责备什么呢？
But what is your arguing or rebuking, proving?
就是他没有办法讲出具体的事实，到底